Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a faithful God. He loves us. And He always has something wonderful to say. He loves us with new mercies every day. And I thank God for those new mercies. I need them a lot. Sometimes you just need new mercies. And when we have mercy on others, the Lord will surely have mercy on us. I love the Lord our God. He always speaks to us in the heart. That's where we receive God's word. And when we receive God's word, that's where we're going to have faith. Faith don't just come out of the air. It comes from receiving God's word. The areas of life that you've received God's word, those are the areas you have faith. Whatever's lacking, build it up. Receive the word of God in that area. People need true pastors, true men of God, true women of God, true prophets, true apostles, true evangelists. And if they hear the word, they can make a sober judgment. Everybody that has went after the false religions that men have set up, they have been betrayed and deceived by people that are wrong about the most important things of life. All religions, all of them, with all their good intentions, it won't get you into heaven. If you go around Jesus Christ to go to God, it's not going to work. It looks noble some from a certain point of view, but it's wrong. And Satan knows how to deceive. So you're going to have to trust the Lord and receive His word. But when people receive His word, then they're able to make a sober decision. You can only make a sober decision in the light. In darkness, you don't know what to do. You can't see. You can't see where the conclusions you have drawn will end. So it's important now to receive God's word in your heart. And every part of God's word that you receive in your heart, you'll have faith for that in your life. And when you and the world can't overcome your faith. The world system hates the ways of God. The enemy deceives people to be a weapon against God. People who are weak and unstable, he tried to get them to believe the worst against God through problems. And then those who are strong, he can't win, so he'll slander them and try to trouble them from the outside to lure them back into the world again. But you got to keep the supernatural fight supernatural. I got that from Henry Gruber. He said, don't go natural. Don't look at the people. Don't get mad at man. But deal with the enemy behind the man that's causing the problems and causing the slanders. When people slander and complain and envy and gripe, that's the devil giving them false logic. They're focused on the wrong thing. They're not looking at the Lord. They're looking at how things appear. You can't make a true judgment off appearance. You have to receive God's word in order to make true judgments. This is true for everybody. And the more we learn God's ways, and the more we learn His word, then we can make good decisions. Otherwise, your life won't work right. The Lord taught me there are three avenues that the enemy will enter your life: weaknesses, hurts, and fears. And in order to know God, you got to be healthy. Whatever's going wrong, fortify that with the word of God. Receive God's word to kill your weak spots. Fortify the areas in life that are lacking so that you can be strong and sober, so you can always make good choices, so you can always make the best choices. I wrote a poem one time, the Lord said, you're only blessed when you make the best decisions. Always make, if you keep making the best decisions in every case, your life gets easier to deal with and better. And the work that you do to attain the best decisions works to your favor, because you have to do something to be rewarded by God. In the kingdom of God, there are laws of sowing and reaping. If you don't do something, you're going to have lack somewhere. But if you do something, you're going to be blessed. In the kingdom of God, if you do nothing, you can be in God's kingdom. And if you don't do anything, then you won't accomplish anything. Whatever you want to accomplish, you have to do something. If you don't want to be poor, you have to work. If you don't want to be sick, you have to receive healing. We're the recipient. Jesus did the hard part. He did the work of the ministry of healing. We receive healing. If you don't want to be depressed, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And fill your heart with the word of God. All the things of the world can be destroyed. They don't have to destroy your life. So strengthen the things that's no good. That'll take care of weakness, then hurts, people that have offended you. Receive God's love, the love that God has shed abroad in you, in your heart. Receive that love and wisdom and share it with other people. Forgive those who have hurt you. People that continue to nag and complain. You'll become so strong that their words mean nothing. You can forgive them. You know they're not going to do right, but forgive them anyway. And don't look at them anymore. Look at the Lord. Receive strength from Him. Some people, they take a lot of energy because they're depressed. And they always need to be built up. They always have a problem. They always have a need. And they always, they see the worst and they speak. And this, they can be a drain to be around. But the wisdom of God will give you wisdom to deal with them. And not let their misery get in your life. It's like a man without a car. He always needs somebody to take him to work. And he won't make steps to get his own car. Well, sometimes you have to let people deal with their own problems. Don't let people hurt your life. Help them in wisdom. If they won't do better, then let them do without. They'll get tired of it and they'll start doing their part and working to get back on their feet. There's nothing wrong with helping a person get on their feet. But they're going to have to start making good decisions for themselves. Paul said it this way, if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. You don't have to take care of people that won't take care of themselves. And people that require a lot of attention, or always want a lot of attention, God will give you wisdom in how to deal with them. He loves us where we are. We love other people where they are. You don't have to stop loving a person, but the wisdom of God will help you. You'll have the wisdom to deal with them appropriately. Giving people all you got that's not wisdom. The Lord would give you wisdom for each isolated situation. And then fears. How can a person live their life believing the worst? Believing they're going to be destroyed. Fear has no foundation. There's no reason for it in your life. God did not give us fear. That's an evil gift, and God never gives evil gifts. In fact, whenever God gives anything, He gives the best. If you have a need and you ask the Lord to give you wisdom, He give you the best wisdom. You're just going to have to receive it and learn to trust Him. Trusting God will give you the advantage. It always has and it always will. You can't get in a problem that God don't have wisdom for you. But if you start that healing process, then it's easier for the Lord to train you and help you avoid problems and yet learn from them. You don't have to go through a million problems to learn a million truths. You have to start learning, and you'll start seeing things as they truly are. And you'll know how to deal with it. You can live your whole life distracted with problems, the cares of this world, and you can't bear fruit that way. That's why some ministries never bear fruit. They never heal. They never learn to overcome the hurts, the pains of life, and they got all kind of fears. They're trapped. They can't be no good to God. Not until they heal up. God can't put a work on them. He can't anoint them to do what He really wants them to do. Their anointing is small. Some anointings are smaller than others. When Saul was anointed king, he was anointed with a vial of oil, a small vial of oil. David was anointed with a horn of oil. That's more than double. Because he would worship God. When you worship God, you become mature in life. You're receptive. Whenever God says something, you can retain it because you receive it. But when people are troubled, they don't always receive the word that they hear. They don't always receive all the word that they do hear. It's not that the Lord's not talking. They can't keep it. They forget what God said because of their troubles, because of their weaknesses that they will not deal with properly, and because of their hurts that they will not deal with properly or fail to deal with, and then their fears that they allow to linger on. You can't serve God like that. You got to get rid of those things. And the word of God will help you drive out those Canaanites out of your Israeli heart. You always have the responsibility. The first responsibility God showed us is to choose life and reject darkness. Eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents everything you got to reject. You can't include everything in your life. If you love God, you're trying to receive His word, but you're not driving out the awful things of this world. If God didn't give it to you, you don't want it. If it didn't come from God, drive it out. That's easy. And a lot of good things are going to happen because you're not going to be distracted. You're going to be able to continue going forward, learning things of God, understanding the logic of God, learning His ways, applying His ways, and your life is going to heal even more. It will surprise you, some of the things that's going to happen. You always hear me say, the Lord thinks of everything. And He does. He thinks of everything. You follow Him, you'll start seeing His handiwork in and throughout your whole life. And you're going to enjoy that life that God has given you. You're going to see things happen that you never thought possible. Just like some people are the first to go to college and finish in their family. Sometimes, in some families, you may be the first to follow God. Now, there are Christians in many families. And John said there will be people in heaven from every kindred. That means every person has somebody that went to heaven. Even if it's a child that died prematurely, there will be a representative of the DNA of that family in heaven. Tom. There will be a representative of every language nation. There will be a representative of every nation in heaven. God, see, God, he got things figured out. Things are going to happen, and his word will be kept. What John saw will be done. And there's more good things happening than evil. But you can't know that unless you follow God. If you follow him, you'll see things as it really is. When you worship God and go in his presence, you'll see things as it truly is. And you'll know that God loves you and cares about you. You'll have revelation of it. And these things are important. You have to get rid of the beggarly things of old and build your life up with the truth and fortification of the Word of God. See, the Word of God will fortify your life so strong the enemy can't get to you. And whatever God gives you to do, protect it. Protect it with your words. Protect it with confessions of faith. Profess his word over every situation. Bless your life, yourself, with the word of God. Speak good things over your life. Speak good things over the people of your life. It's like the married man. Tell your wife she's pretty. And she is. Build people up. I see so many people out there, they're interesting. They have attributes and abilities that they may not realize. There are things people are good at and people don't acknowledge it. And then people get jealous against them. See, when people are jealous, they're jealous against you. They get jealous against them, and then they're angry because they can do something that they can't. And then they're jealous against that person instead of acknowledging the good. Always acknowledge the good. You don't have to complain. Complaining is a negative use of the ability of God's that God has given us. It's a negative use of language to be jealous and speak evil against people. Love people, enjoy them, and build people up. God loves us, and he don't give up on us. All that we do for him can be life. All the word that he speaks to us can bless us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in your life, in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.